Welcome, welcome everyone to Vespers on the Lanai. I'm Melody Heidel, and for the past 5 years, I've coordinated this program alongside Pastor Liz Levitt. And as most of you know, Liz has now embarked on a wonderful opportunity for her and her family in Oregon. And so starting tonight, in Liz's stead, I'll be guiding us through our Vespers evenings, continuing where Liz left off, in weaving together the threads of this tapestry of music, community, and reflection, of shared connection. And tonight we are so pleased to have with us some old friends who have been part of Vespers in various groups from early on. We're very honored that they chose Vespers to debut their brand new collaboration, playing Balkan and Near Eastern folk music. Please help me welcome Foreign Exchange.
Thank you. And thank you for joining us via stream from this beautiful church with a beautiful sound. We are Foreign Exchange, as Melody introduced us, and we've been members of some of the same groups and other groups in different combinations over the years. So, and like Lisa and I have played with Pierre Grill, making music inspired by whale sounds. And, exactly. And Lisa has played with these other ladies in another ensemble before. We've been in a group called Partners in Time, which has played here many times for other Vespers experiences with a couple of other musicians, including a friend of ours from New York, and we'll be playing some of his compositions tonight. Regarding those compositions, we're going to be playing Balkan and Middle Eastern music, some traditional pieces and some new music written by Seren Baronian. All of this is connected with dance. A lot of these are connected with folk dances of the area. So the Balkans, of course, more or less the southern Balkans, more Bulgaria, Macedonia, Greece, and of course that connects by an isthmus with a very small channel to Turkey. So therefore, there's a lot of interconnection between the Middle Eastern music of there and the southern Balkan, all Balkan music, particularly the southern Balkan music. And one big feature and beautiful feature of this music is improvising. So there's a concept where you play the tunes and you have what's called taksims, and that's the, I guess, Middle Eastern name, or for the solos that you do in that kind of tune. Okay, we're playing tonight. Lisa Gomes is on violin tonight. Anita Trubit is playing the accordion. Marcia Kemble is on percussion. I'm Ernie Preventure, and we are Foreign Exchange. We're going to pass this to Marcia.
So just a quick word about the rhythms the tunes we'll be playing. The music of both the Balkans and the Middle East is characterized, one of the things that characterizes it is a lot of unusual time signatures, and you'll hear those tonight. And that will be illustrated in the next two tunes coming up. The first one is an Armenian tune. For musicians, the count is going to be 7-beat. It's broken down as 2-2-3. And if you're not a musician, you can think of it as quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. So that's the first one. It's called Lazbar from Armenia. Thank you. The next tune is also Armenian. This one is in a count of 8, and the breakdown is 3-2-2-3, or slow, quick, quick, slow. It's called Gamavor Zinvor, Armenian 10. Thank you.
Thank you. That was wonderful. So in introducing tonight, I used imagery of a tapestry, of a connecting thread. There's a few reasons for that, a bit of a jumbled mixture, really. First, in wistfully enjoying Liz's final Vespers with us last month, I found myself very moved by the closing poem she shared, entitled Everything Falls Away by Parker J. Palmer. It talks of how, even as life changes, there is a thread that remains throughout, interweaving our shared lives. It was beautiful and the perfect sentiment with which to finish her time with us. I thought, well, that's an apt way to start next month's Vespers. I'll just pick up the thread laid down by Liz, reading her last poem about threads of continuity. A bit of a nod to this tapestry called Vespers on the Lanai, which began with her creative idea and continues to be stitched together by our CCU team and the musicians who have partnered with us ever since. A week or so later, I thought, oh, I need to come up with the monthly flyer design for Foreign Exchange's appearance here. And I remembered Marcia Kemble's beautiful photos of Turkish rugs that she used for a CD cover art project for fellow musician and friend Suren Baronian, who also plays Balkan and other folk music. So rugs, tapestries, threads, all that got me thinking about how music is also something that binds us together. And then I thought about the cleverness of the name Foreign Exchange, of the exchange between cultures and the value therein, and that music is one of the best ways to be introduced to and understand another culture, that musical expression is something all cultures value, and that sharing in music can help us see past our differences to acknowledge and embrace our shared humanity. That even if you don't understand each other's spoken language, you can still connect through music. These exchanges make us stronger as a community, as humanity. While each strand, when alone, may be easily frayed or broken, when interwoven, we become stronger, adaptable, and more beautiful. Together, those single threads provide continuity, connection, and create something whole. And so from this patchwork thinking, I weave my way back to Liz's last shared poem, Everything Falls Away, by Parker J. Palmer. It begins with this thought by William Stafford. There's a thread you follow. It goes among things that change, but it doesn't change. Sooner or later, everything falls away. You, the work you've done, your successes, large and small, your failures too. Those moments when you were light, alongside the times you became one with the night. The friends, the people you loved who loved you, those who might have wished you ill, none of this is forever. All of it is soon to go, or going, or long gone. Everything falls away. Except the thread you followed, unknowing all along. The thread that strings together all you've been and done, the thread you didn't know you were tracking until, towards the end, you see that the thread is what stays as everything else falls away. Follow that thread as far as you can, and you'll find that it does not end, but weaves into the unimaginable vastness of life. Your life never was the solo turn it seemed to be. It was always part of the great weave of nature and humanity, an immensity we come to know only as we follow our own small threads to the place where they merge with the boundless whole. Each of our threads runs its course, then joins in life together, this magnificent tapestry, this masterpiece in which we live forever. Back to the music.
Thank you, Melody. We want to thank two people tonight, especially. One of them is Pastor Liz, who had just the wonderful imagination and foresight to start this program, which is such a gift to this community. We've been lucky enough to play every single year for Vespers, and it has been our most favorite venue and our most favorite place to play. So we just really want to thank you, Liz, for this wonderful program and for letting us be part of it. The other person is our great friend and master musician, Seren Baronian, who lives in New York City. And we had the good fortune to meet him at a music camp about 35 years ago. He's been coming to Hawaii every year, usually during February and March. And he's played with us when we were the Pleasant Peasant Band, and then when we were Partners in Time. And then we played for the last Vespers before COVID struck. And Seren got stuck here. He couldn't go back to New York City. So we played a lot of music. And that was when the four of us started to play with him. Much of what we're playing tonight was either taught to us by him or is an original composition. And the next two tunes that we're going to do are both Seren originals. One of them, the first one is Outpost 5, and that's in 5/8 time. And the second one is Rehana, which is in 4/4, named for a sweetheart.
Thank you.
Thank you. I wanted to say a little bit about the instruments we're playing. The instruments the other three are playing are very familiar to everyone, but the ones I'm playing are not, so I'll introduce you to the three drums. The one that I was just playing here, the generic name is a frame drum. It's called different names in different countries. Sometimes it's called a def or a defi or a bendir or daire. And the one I was playing before that, this hourglass-shaped one is called a dumbek, usually, also has different names, sometimes darbuka. And the one I'm going to play now is this big bass drum. All of these are played in all the Balkan, Near Eastern, and Middle Eastern countries. And tapan also goes by different names, sometimes dauli or davul, depending on the country you're in. So the tune we're going to play next is a Bulgarian tune, also in an interesting time signature. It's going to be an 11-8. Count is 2-2-3-2-2, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, called Gankino.
If anyone wants to dance, the floor there, is open.
There is a dance that goes to this music.
Thank you.
There's a book I like called String Too Short to Be Saved. I found it in a thrift store, its pages loved and edges frayed. In it, the author recalls spending summers on his grandparents' New England farm, which had been in the family for generations. Something which appealed to me as I too grew up taking summer visits to my grandparents' farm, homesteaded by my great-grandparents. But really, I loved the title. I loved it even more once I read the brief explanatory introduction. A man was cleaning the attic of an old house in New England, and he found a box which was full of tiny pieces of string. On the lid of the box, there was an inscription in an old hand, "String too short to be saved." Oh, the imagery of that, of saving something not worth saving. I immediately thought of the thriftiness of earlier eras when you had to steward your few resources and reuse everything more than twice to survive through lean times. When you hung on to every imaginable material because you never knew when or how it might be of use, and you never knew when you might be able to get it again. Even little bits of string too short to be saved. And so the author spins a tale of interwoven memories, telling of generations connected through the house and the land, a story of thrift and repurposing. He tells of the farm which framed his childhood and to which he later returns, picking up the ancestral thread to spend his remaining days in the house with an attic full of memories. And now a poem by Jim Russell, "This Old House." The cupboards squeal, the floorboards groan, the stair steps pop and squeak. The racket is enough to catch a sneak thief in mid-sneak. But nowadays such noise annoys, you're asked to do without it. You sand and shim and pound and plane and glue while you're about it. Then in the silence of the night, bereft of creaks and squawks, you realize that all that din is how an old house talks. The message of the creaking hinge and all that other clatter is, come on in, you're home at last. It's all that really matters. And lastly, "The Field Slipped by Anita Ross. The field slipped by, all muted browns and grays, ragged with corn stalks stitched together by lines of black earth and dirty snow. A timid sun peeked cautiously through colorless clouds, then hid from the whining wind. If I squint, the browns and grays blur and become more silk. My grandmother had a dress like that. It whispered when she walked. She was beautiful, all muted browns and grays, ragged with time stitched together with threads of other people's lives. A quiet woman saying little, letting Grandpa do the talking, going about her own business. My mind squints, her features blur and become mine. All I need is a silk dress that whispers when I walk."
Hi, it is so wonderful to be connected to all of you out there watching us here. Thank you, Melody. We are all united, and how wonderful to be able to play this international music and share different parts of the world with all of you. This next tune, Suren wrote when he went to Ireland. He travels all over the place when COVID allows, yes. And he just had a great time, as he does wherever he goes. But he was really inspired and they kept hearing that 6-8 rhythm. That's a jig. And that's just such a wonderful, happy, popular rhythm. There are Armenian sixes too, yes. So he blended it together very creatively into a Irish-Armenian jig. So that is called potato. And thanks, Suren, for that. And we're going to follow that by two tunes. One is a traditional
tune called Cumbulu from, and it's Kurdish. And then we're going to go into another Suren original called Desert Winds. And that's in a four. Yes? I get mixed up too. So hooray for four. So here we go, back to Ireland and Armenia. Potato.
Thank you.
I'd like to close tonight with some brief words from our friend Soren Boronian's autobiography, The Magic Carpet Ride, My Life So Far. Soren writes, many people ask me how I managed to get all these gigs in different countries with no agent or manager. The answer is that it's by making friends, by loving the music we play, and by having a good attitude. People take a liking to us as well as our music. We make a new friend, and he or she will tell another friend about us, and before you know it, we're in another country. Of course, when you perform in poorer countries, the money's not great, but we enjoy discovering each new place. It's the feeling of the people, and traveling throughout all these exotic lands and performing to enthusiastic audiences that is the most rewarding. And that's what we want Vespers on the Lanai to continue to be, a place where folks come together out of a love for music, where we make new and lasting friends, where we find the reward in our shared experience and a deeper discovery of ourselves and each other. So we say thank you to Foreign Exchange for their gift of music and culture and friendship. I also want to thank Dana and Jeffrey, who make our live stream video possible, and our sound engineer, Andy Kingen, for his expertise, and to the Reverend Liz Levitt, whose thread of an idea became Vespers on the Lanai, threads we will continue to weave together each month here at CCU. And with that, let's hear one last song from Foreign Exchange.
Although I could re-announce that we do have Anita Trubert playing accordion tonight, and we do have Lisa Gomes playing fiddle or violin, and we have percussion, Marcia Kemble, and Rita Venture on bass. Thank you.
Let's say something about the last tune.
This is a very, very popular dance tune from Macedonia. A dance tune from Macedonia in 7/8 time.
A medley of three.
Marcia's a librarian.
Thank you.